I invited these people in today because I'm very interested in what they're doing in town. Jeff Dipple is here. He teaches an English as a second language class. And Marissa Hoffman is here. Are you from the Unified School District? Or yes. So
we have a celebrity in the studio.
Celebs.
And your Dipple is a celebrity in my household. He taught my son Eric, as everybody knows, Spanish at Thurston. So
is that so? You teach Spanish and you teach English?
Yeah, I do both. So the Spanish up at the middle schools for the children, obviously for middle school students, 7th and 8th grade, and then at night, my second job is to go down and teach the adults English. So it's a lot of fun. I get to see the best of both worlds. And a lot of times, too, I have kids in my Spanish class, and then I have their parents in my English class. So it's a great combination of both things.
That is fascinating. Because obviously, I dare say that people come from other countries speaking a foreign language as their first language, and their kids are Americans and have English as their first language. So you say both worlds, but there are a number of worlds. I mean, look, Eric's the only Mexican in your family, Monica, that mm-hmm. speaks Spanish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and
it's a running joke around here.
Totally.
Terrible Spanish.
Common, though. You know, it's really common, and I think it's cool to see. You know, we see the cultural differences, and we can kind of help them bridge that gap and communicate with one another, not only in their native language, but bringing in English and allowing them to kind of be more of a part of the community.
Right. And it is still such a crucial thing. Around the world, English is still the main language used in business and in technology and blah, blah, blah. So this is not simply a thing of you come to America, you must learn English. Really, you must learn anywhere you are in the world. I have a cousin who's a English teacher in Israel, and she's a professor. She's written books on teaching English as a second language. In fact, I edited. Is that the word? When you sort of look over a person's paper and make sure that...
You edited?
Her grammar is the worst of anybody I've... Her English grammar is the worst of anybody I've ever met. But she wrote this book on English as a second language, how to teach it, you know, and she's very passionate about
Jason's
it.
Jason's quite smart.
It's a big deal, though. It is a big deal, you know, around the world for people to be able to do this, because it can be, you know, there's a glass ceiling. People that don't speak English can only go so far in this world.
Yeah, so definitely. Tell us about the program.
Yeah, well, you know, like we were kind of saying, the program is for any adults in the entire community here and outside of the community. Basically, we have mostly people, you know, above the age of 40 or 50 coming in at night. And we do a kind of split classroom. So we have one day a week where we have them there from 6 to 8 o'clock. And then we have another day a week where we have them online. So our program is really different, I think, from most other programs where we're adding in the technology aspect of it. We figured that, you know, if we could give them two skills, not only English, but knowing how to use computers, because a lot of them have never been trained on anything like that, on technology. Yeah. So we do a couple classes on the first week as like an orientation, and then we have them one day a week in there and one day a week online for another 16 weeks after that. And it's a lot of fun. We have a great time. It's like a little party up there where everybody's joking around.
I'm sure.
And, you know, aside from that, too, it gives a lot of these people in the community who I think are left out of a lot of things, you know, to make friends. You know, we did a survey at the end of the program, and a lot of the people said their favorite part was the coffee and meeting friends.
Because, oh, no doubt. Shared learning experience is a totally bonding thing for sure.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Jeff, originally?
I grew up in Lake Forest, and then I just kind of bounced around for about 10 years, traveling a lot and living in LA. And then I finally wound up back here, which was always the place I wanted to be, but I couldn't. And so I'm finally back here, and I'm really happy to be.
And for people who can't see radio, he's a beautiful gringo man.
Thank you.
So after this, prepare what you're going to say. You have to say something in Spanish.
Okay, yeah.
Right, prepare something. But I wanted to ask you, because when you came to Laguna, are you surprised at the need for this? Because Laguna's generally quite a well-educated place, I would think. Statistically, we're probably above the average in terms of education, if not intelligence. What is the need in town for English as a second language?
You know, to be perfectly honest with you, I was shocked. I grew up in Lake Forest, and for me, Laguna was always this, you know, this amazing place where I wanted to be, but I couldn't because it was so expensive and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I just assumed that everybody here was really well off and all these different things. But the more I really, you know, dove into the community, I saw that there's a lot of people who need help. Even people who are well off with their families are still missing out on a whole aspect of communicating around town. They're kind of trapped within their own little, you know, language circles or their social circles. So you know, there's so many people in this town who would benefit from coming in to do these things, you know, and they're the types of people that we see every day. And a lot of times, sadly, we kind of just walk by and they might not say something to us because they're really nervous. And I think for them, it's a very intimidating experience to come and try to talk with somebody. So the class is a great opportunity for them to feel comfortable around people who are at their same level, yeah, and hopefully bridge that gap between, you know, just being somebody, you know, working in a store or a restaurant that we see but we never talk to, and making them more of a part of the community.
But, you know, it's such a bit, philosophically, it's a big deal for the yeah. world. Being able to speak somebody's language. You know, we have a cleaner, Esther, comes in like a couple of times a week, and I love Esther, and she clearly loves me, but there's a language barrier. I wish I could speak Spanish. She does speak English. She doesn't speak English very well, but she speaks English. And I really wish I could speak. I speak a foreign language, and I know what that means. Just to have the sense of humour in that language and the ability to just say what you want and understand, you know, immediately. It's a big deal. And for kids as well, to know another language opens up a part of the brain that's... you know, I can't stress how important it is.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and if by the end of the interview you want, I'll teach you a few things in Spanish so you can come out of here with some...
Well, I would like to take a class. I haven't got time at the moment, but I would love to take a class in Spanish because I think it's, as you say, that thing of being able to say to the guy across the counter or the guy that's, you know, whatever, the dental technician, something in Spanish or the dentist, whatever, would be... would be really a unifying thing. I think it's as important as anything to make this world a sort of safer place for us all. It's quite important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, I think what it also does is it shows people, you know, that you have a care and an understanding for their culture and that, you know, you want to know about them on a personal level. And you know, you'd be amazed at the things people will tell you when you can communicate in their language. You know, I know with Spanish a lot, most people wouldn't assume that I speak Spanish because I look like your typical...
You're a white boy, dude.
Yeah, I'm a total white boy. But, you know, definitely when I start to speak to people in Spanish, the stories that they tell you are like nothing you would ever hear if you were speaking English. They really start to open up about their past and maybe how they got here and some of the trauma or things that they've experienced. And so to get to that level of understanding with somebody, it's, you know, it's a really great thing and it's something not a lot of people experience.
Yeah, it really is fantastic. So... cool. Marissa Hoffman's here.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I'm just hanging out.
He's my chauffeur.
I am. I chauffeur.
Marissa is actually, she actually has a really important role.
No, I know you're the school
district.
Community
she
liaison, all
right.
God, you know. But people should contact you to do this. And are all levels of English proficiency?
Yeah, yeah. We might level them out after the first few weeks. Is that correct?
Yeah, like as of right now, we kind of started with level one because we just wanted to see what kind of reaction we were going to have, if people were going to sign up, if people were going to show up. And we had such a positive experience with – we did basically a test pilot the last couple weeks of June last year.
Right.
And then we said we're going to do 5 weeks and see what happens. And so our first actual level one course is basic English – is open to anybody, and it starts next week. It starts on Monday at 6 o'clock. And from anyone's invited, you know, and then from there, we want to see how it grows. You know, ideally what our goal is to have the community work with us and provide the people in the course with some sort of certificate, or maybe they get a raise after completing the program, or there's some sort of celebration where their life can be changed a little bit from showing that they're learning English and trying to bridge that gap. That's kind of where we're headed.
Awesome. So it's Monday, this coming Monday.
It's coming
and
Monday.
It's room 91, right? So that's above the tennis courts there at the high school. Somebody will find it anyway.
Yeah, you'll find us.
Yeah.
And all levels of English proficiency invited. And as we say, there's so much more to it than just being able to find the bathroom in Spanish or English or in English specifically. You're doing English, of course. I'm thinking about myself. I want to learn Spanish.
We do need to get some Spanish classes going.
It would be a great thing.
Yeah.
It really would be a great thing. But in the meantime, this is really important and a really cool thing that's going on in town. What... else do I need to let people know? Do we need to let people know? Is there a website people should know about? Phone number to call, to sign up, anything like that?
Yeah, you can call me at...
I've got it.
You? Okay.
Yeah, 949-497-7700. 497-7700. And you want the extension? 5328. But you're looking for Marissa Hoffman.
There you go.
All right.
And it starts at 6 o'clock. Did we say that yet?
6 o'clock.
You say 6 till 8.
6
till 8. Yeah, we actually also do have... 2 days available. So I think Once the course starts, we'll have Tuesday and Wednesday as our official days where there's classes. So it's the same class two nights in a row. And the reason we did that is kind of like provide options. If you can't make it on Tuesday, hopefully you can make it on Wednesday. And then we'll have two other days that are online. So we give them a book. We have a CD. They take it home. Yeah.
It's all free.
There's no money involved. Everything is free. The district has been amazing in providing us with every single thing we need.
Yeah.
And so whoever signs up, all they need is some sort of device, or they can go to the library or whatever, and they can complete that online portion, and they're good.
Brilliant. It's the way it should be. So that the money thing isn't a barrier to learning
exactly.
English. Hey, I came to this country. I had to learn English.
Mm. Where are you from?
England.
Oh, okay, there you go.
So what are you going to say?
Spanish.
Oh, yeah, Spanish.
Oh, my
please.
Mom. I was going to say my mom's English, but.
Oh, you were? Where's she from in England?
She's from the Lake District.
Oh, really? That is England?
Yeah. No, she's
anything,
really English.
Anything south of Birmingham, not England for me.
Yeah. My grandma still has a full English accent. She refuses to let it go. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, Lake District's a very beautiful spot. Come on then, something in Spanish.
Okay. Muchas gracias por tenerme acá y me gustaría venir otra vez para hablar con ustedes.
God, he's a native. It's amazing. Jeff Dipple and Marissa Hoffman have been here from Laguna Unified School District. They're teaching an English as a second language class. Starts on Monday at the high school from 6 to 8 p.m. If you want to know more about that or you want to sign up, 497 7700 is the number to call. Very grateful to you for doing this. And for being so passionate about this.
It's really cool, bridging the gap in the community.
You could come back bringing some students if you want. They're very welcome to come and talk on the radio with their new English words.
Yeah, definitely. We're excited to be here. You know, this is something we want to do. We're hoping it grows into something bigger than just kind of being in the classroom. So thank you, guys.
Brilliant. Here's Spanish Moon by Little Feet. Oh, I'm so clever.
Wasn't that the rain? It rose on the ground. Down the street I heard such a sorrowful tune coming from the place they call a Spanish moon. Well, I stepped inside and stood by the door. Well, a dark-eyed girl sang and played the guitar. There was hookers and hustlers, they
Jason Fetty, KX 93.5.